cool original content, gaming that allows viewers to be a character in their favorite shows, and smart segmentation that keeps people coming back. Sony Live, an on-demand streaming service, uses these tactics to grow their audience, and it shares some amazing growth hacks as well. So stay tuned for all this and more in episode number 415.
Cracking the code on how you can drive business results and customer connection. Equipping you to acquire, engage, and retain customers, inspiring lasting loyalty across mobile, web, apps, and more. Welcome to Mobile Presence. This week and twice a month, we bring you a special series about retention sponsored by CleverTap, a leading engagement and retention platform. Hosted by analyst, author, and top 30 mobile marketing influencer, Peggy Ann Saltz.
Thanks, Ricky, and thank you for joining Mobile Presence. I'm your host, as always, Peggy Ann Saltz, mobile analyst, tech consultant, founder of Mobile Groove. And of course, now in this particular episode, bringing you Reimagine Growth, a special mini series on retention marketing brought to you by CleverTap. Retention is the new growth. We've been talking about it all this year. We'll talk about it next year as well because it is top of mind. A single digit increase in retention can mean double or even triple digit increase in profits. That's why we're focused on retention and particularly engagement best practices and talking to the marketers, moving the needle on retention. And we're going to look today at a vertical that has been experiencing explosive, massive growth. But growth doesn't mean that customers are coming back. The vertical is streaming, and we have been seeing massive growth because of where we are. We're confined in our homes, in our apartments. We're eager, naturally, to engage with entertainment. And we look to India, the world's fastest growing market for streaming. And we're going to learn from one major player there, namely Sony Live, the video on-demand service owned by Sony Pictures Networks India, which is seeing growing revenues, deepening engagement. And they're seeing this because they are also designing flows to improve the user experience. My guest is a growth hacking strategist. He's sharply focused on partnerships, subscription growth, retention, customer engagement, customer analytics, the work. So I welcome today Manish Dhanwani. He is senior marketing manager, as I said, at Sony Live. And it's great to have you here today, Manish. I think you are headquartered in Mumbai as well. Is that correct?
That's right, Peggy. Thank you for the warm welcome.
And as I said, Mumbai, I was there one time when we could travel, one of my favorite cities. It's so vibrant, action, color, everything. That is really where the action is as well, is in programming. I've seen some great programs come out of there. And you're available in the U.S. as well with Sling. Is that correct?
Yes, we are available in the U.S. and we are available via Sling out there.
You know, I'm reading that all subscription companies, from software to healthcare to streaming, have been growing massively over the last couple of years. What's the situation there? What have you seen?
This actually is a very rapidly rising phenomenon. India is the world's fastest growing OTT market, right? And unfortunately, because of coronavirus, we also have seen a booming growth in the OTT market here in India. OTT video, along with internet advertising, video games, esports, music, radio, podcast. So basically anything that you could do from your home is actually seen an exponential growth in that sense. The COVID-19 crisis has affected the global market for OTT in a positive way. According to a very recent research dive report, the global OTT market was accounted for $110 billion in 2018. Is expected to reach $438.5 billion by growing at a healthy growth rate of 19.1%. That is just to outline, or that is just to put in perspective, the growth that the OTT market is at the moment and the growth that it is going to be offering in the next coming years in the OTT space.
Stay-at-home users have been watching more streaming content than ever before, and the traffic has certainly increased, giving a rise to the relevant KPIs that we monitor at our end.
So we agree that traffic has increased, but of course, that's getting people into the funnel. You've been looking at the data and figuring out onboarding experiences, segmentation approaches to keep people in the funnel, move them through the funnel, get them to ultimately commit. Maybe you can tell me a little bit about the user experience and the onboarding, because you've also experimented and you found something that works.
Earlier, the user used to launch the app and used to wait for content to pop up. There was certain hiccups in the discovery of content. Playbacks were not happening. The bufferings at the back end weren't proper. So we took an entire stop, and to give the users a proper experience or a pleasant experience, what we could do or what we did is we ended up ensuring that at least the MVP analysis are being done and are being done correctly. By MVP analysis, we mean the minimum viable product that a user seeks for in the market to pay for any subscription service, right? Mm-hmm. So after having our consumer research in place, we ensure that we are coming up with an MVP, which is the minimum viable product in this case. And after that, we came up with a lot of our own originals. Earlier, we were a catch-up platform. Means if you've seen something, then you missed out on live TV, is something you'll be able to catch up on our platform. We were normally perceived as a catch-up content specialist in the eyes of the consumer. That focus shift after we acquired users and after we ensured that our content in the form of originals was out there on our platform, we've seen a paradigm shift in the consumer behavior. We've solved a lot of content discovery problems. We've solved a lot of buffering issues. And the onboarding has just been seamless. We explained the benefits of the new app on our product. Once a new user comes in, the new feature product explanation video was showcased, wherein we could tell the users about the new features that we've added on, which served as a delight for the older consumers and served as a moment of consumer wowness for the new customers that we acquired. So this way, retention plus acquisition were the major focus. And, it had shown some substantial lift in the consumer retention stroke return journey pathways on our app.
So I'm really getting a very action-focused onboarding experience. There's education, but there's also segmentation right there.
Right, absolutely. So, we have clustered or segmented our consumers, obviously with the help of the tool called CleverTap. We have been able to cluster our consumers into various buckets and accordingly have been able to focus on the right consumer movement stroke journey from there on. So say, for example, Peggy, if you are a user of Sony Live, right? And it's been a month that you haven't been available on my platform. The primary bucket of clustering that falls into place is the active versus inactive ratio. For a company like us, where we promise a new story to be released every Friday, it's a nightmare of a situation to be into when you see that the consumers are not returning to you even after four continuous weeks of good storytelling that we've come up with. That kind of raises an alarm. And such alarms are only solved by a primary resolve of clustering the user into an active and inactive bucket, following the RFM metrics, which is recency, frequency, and monetary. Because eventually, we may offer content for free on the platform, but we also have our premium content, which is live sports and originals, for which a user can get access to only if he's a paid consumer. Much to our delight, we have ring-fenced our consumers into across six broad categories. One is a star consumer. Obviously, he's a power user of our platform. Active consumer means a guy who is just about to become a power packed user. He started to explore and continuously engages with your application. After that, we come into the category of OTB. This means a consumer who is on the brink, and it is important for me to ring fence those consumers so that they don't fall or they don't go back into the inactive category. So these are our main cautious points. Obviously, the inactive segments are lapser and the bouncers. Lapser means a consumer who after repeat, who has, you know, who has lapsed because of a particular experience with your product. And in this case, these are those consumers who would have sometime encountered that they aren't interested or that they aren't, you know, very comfortable watching content with us and hence have moved out. Bouncers are those consumers who have used our application only once in the past 6 months and have never come back, right? In spite of our repeated attempts to get the consumer back, it becomes a little bit of a trouble to, you know, continuously engage with our with the consumers, and hence we classify them as a consumer who was a bouncer. So these are the broad segments that we have classified for ourselves internally.
And I love the fact that you're sharing these as well, Manish, because a lot of marketers are just thinking about segmentation. You know, what are the buckets? You know, you start out with two, which I think is very smart, active, inactive, and then you go from the viewing patterns and you understand and continue to refine and define segments that are really helpful. We do have to go to break just now, Manish, but when we come back, we'll be talking about the signs of churn. What do you do? And some of your accomplishments as well. So listeners, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence, sponsored by CleverTap, a leading engagement and retention platform, will be back after this message.
Ready to do a podcast for your business? Make that podcast elevate to enterprise level. Let WebmasterRadio.fm expedite and execute your podcast to build your brand and broaden your customer base. WebmasterRadio.fm has worked with the world's biggest tech brands, Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and have worked with fast-growing brands like ShipStation and GoDaddy. Now it's your turn. Contact BRASCO at WMR.fm and rush your enterprise-level podcast into production at a very reasonable rate. Email BRASCO at WMR.fm.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WMR.fm. Here is your host, Peggy Ann Saltz.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz. We have today Manish Dhanwani, Senior Marketing Manager at Sony Live. And before the break, Manish, we were talking about your approach to segmentation. A lot in there. I hope that everyone really checks out the show notes because there's a lot to learn from there. But of course, segmentation is just one point. Every marketer wants to stop churn before it starts. What does an at-risk user look like to you?
At-risk user is a guy who has given you indications that he is no longer interested in your service, or eventually starts off at a tipping point by saying that that he is going to be withdrawing from your services soon. How, being a marketer, how is it that you can identify these segments? One of the major clue point here is to identify whether that particular consumer or whether that cluster of at-risk consumers have all been showing a downward movement in terms of the viewership spend. I'll give you a very relevant example, right? We saw that at our end, after the relaunch of the new app, we had to include a mandatory forced upgrade for the older consumers, so that they could come ahead and they could have sampled the new app. Mm-hmm. What happened is my power users, which are my active and the star consumers, they ended up upgrading soonest. My inactive consumers were, as always, a little slow because they always need an extra nudge stroke recommendation from elsewhere. My at-risk consumers showed me the biggest alarm of not being able to upgrade to the newer app. Mm-hmm. So what we did is we evaluated if these folks are even active on the older app. Too much to our surprise, we saw that these guys have not interacted with us at the old, in the older app, and are very reluctant to upgrade to the newer app. As marketers, what did we do? We collected the data, obviously, and we resorted to paid mediums of advertising, wherein we spoke to them about the new show. We targeted these customers with the testimonial series, along with our power-packed users, which is active and star consumers. And we just attempted to give them an extra nudge over and above the normal nudge that you would have given to a consumer. All this in the interest of our consumers trying to upgrade to the newer app. So with this, we were able to convert approximately 73% of at-risk consumers. And we are delighted to say that these 73% consumers, their viewership time, the moment they came onto the newer app, their viewership time went up by 1.8x. A consumer who was normally spending 10 minutes now began to spend 18 minutes.
I'd be interested in hearing about a campaign accomplishment that you're proudest of. I mean, we've been talking about the numbers. That's really quite a jump. I know the numbers when people normally say they can do something, 15, 20%, we're talking about 70%, 38%, once you know what kind of programming they want and they want to see. And in prep, we also talked about one show, Scam 1992, that has me thinking because it's a little bit like the Wolf of Wall Street, but, very Indian, very local and focused. 140% increase in subscriptions, I think you told me about that one. Is that the one that really stands out?
Yes, absolutely it does. So you've actually got the figures bang on. So what happened, Peggy? Okay, let me tell you about a very recent campaign that we did. So to promote to our, how did we go about increasing the viewership and subscriptions, right? That might be some dope for the marketers to take home. Peggy, what phone are you using? Are you on an iPhone or an Android?
I have an iPhone.
Whenever you get a mobile push notification on your iOS handset, you have to click and you get redirected to a particular brand's page internally. Is that the flow that you normally see for mobile push notifications on your handset?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
How about me delivering a trailer to you on your handset, or a short promo of 30 seconds on your handset and on your iOS device, and you just clicking on it and the video just starts playing over right over there without any redirection?
That would be very cool. That's instant gratification, as we'd say in marketing, which is what you're supposed to have.
Absolutely. So I'm very, very happy to have that feedback from you, because this is exactly what we did. And that is exactly what we were able to do as the first in the OTT business. We delivered a promo right to the handset of the iOS users, and we could deliver a view right there. For consumers, once he or she clicks on a push notification, it is a tedious or a cumbersome process, which is dependent on many factors like your data speed, the website responding, the app not hanging, and mm-hmm. the device being able to finally, your touch screen at times behaves weird. So there are a lot of factors which go into determining this is how a push notification has to perform. We just evolved a hack through it, wherein we were able to deliver a view or promote our latest key offerings, and we were able to cross-sell. How did we do that? We saw that our iOS device users were a lot skewed towards English content, right? For obvious reasons, because they are the cream of the audience and they would want to watch the likes of For Life and The Good Doctor. What we did is we promoted a scam promo, the series that you were talking about. Mm-hmm. We promoted a scam 30-second promo, which is specially made for iOS customers. And when we delivered a push notification onto the iOS handsets, and the moment you clicked on it, the promo started playing right there. We kind of arrested the entire movement of the consumer being, or the inconvenience to the consumer of having clicking on it, going to the platform, and then the platform taking care of it. So you know, we would have heard a while back there was a phenomenon which occurred in the dot-com industry, which was about a which is about a two-click payment. You know, you click on a push notification, you land up on the payment page, and that's how we used to call it two-click payments. Here, we've introduced a one-click video view right on your hands.
That is very smart. Very smart indeed. I'll have to look and see. I have not seen that. And usually when I'm getting something, full disclosure, I can't get your service, so I have to get a competitor service. And when I do get the competitor service, I'm taken to a whole bunch of stuff that may or may not be relevant, and then I have to weed through it. So it's a very different experience indeed.
Absolutely it is.
And that was 140% uplift on subscriptions. So this isn't just engagement. This means that people said, this is great, I'm going to subscribe to the service, correct?
Yes, because we were very confident of the product that we had built, or the series that was called Scam. It was obviously a real life story about a financial scam that happened way back in India in 1992. And much to our delight, the consumers also started to like it. It kind of started to resonate with a lot of consumers, and the word of mouth just happened to, you know, make it all go all viral. And we were just we banked upon organic ways of marketing and growing from there on, and helped us save a lot of marketing dollars.
That is a great story. And I have to say that when I was researching this show, I was like, this sounds pretty cool. I want to watch this, because I was in fact, it inspired me to look at some other shows, maybe not produced by you, but just to have an appreciation of the very cool drama coming out of India right now. We do have to take one last break, Manish, but when I come back, we're going to talk about, again, some great topics, maybe even a couple more hacks. Who knows? We'll be right back after the break.
Mobile Presence, sponsored by CleverTap, a leading engagement and retention platform, will be back after this message. Here's the truth you need to know about podcasting. The biggest problem you face right now as a future podcaster is the myth that it takes an enormous amount of time or effort to produce a high-quality professional podcast. Luckily for you, there's a solution to your problem. If you're an online marketer who really needs to grow an audience of buyers but can't do all the heavy lifting alone, then here's the solution you're looking for. Introducing the DFY Podcasting System. Here's what you get. 30 minutes of one-on-one training. A weekly podcast for you or your company. Distribution to almost every podcast portal. An embeddable player for your website. An ebook called How to Podcast, created for WMR.FM show hosts. And much, much more. And best of all, you'll start seeing results with the DFY podcast system within a couple of weeks. You're just one podcast away from growing brand awareness and engagement in your business. Log on to podcast.wmr.fm and sign up for a deeply discounted rate today. That's podcast.wmr.fm.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WMR.FM. Here is your host, Peggy Ann Saltz.
And we're back to Mobile Presence, and I'm your host, of course, Peggy Ann Saltz. We have Manish Dhanwani, Senior Marketing Manager, Sony Live, and for this show, we have been talking about what you're doing as a streaming company, your segmentation, sharing some of that knowledge, sharing some of that best practice, but you're also interested in gaming. Tell me about the fit.
We wanted to give our users a delight or a wow moment so that they get hooked on with us. We wanted to become, or we certainly wish to become, a one-stop entertainment destination for our users. And that's how the fit for gaming comes across on our platform. Mm-hmm. You know, how about, let me just ask you, Peggy, have you seen Friends? So that's the most famous example that comes to me.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah? How about me coming up with a game which tells you that you are Rachel, you'll be doing a role play of Rachel,
And, you know, there's this Ross at the other end who's trying to woo you and is trying to flirt around with you, is trying to, you know, make amends with you. I have, what I've done here is I have intelligently blended the consumer into my IP, and I have given the consumer the feel of what it feels like playing their favorite character on board. Now, that is how on Sony Live we look at gaming. We look at gaming, giving the consumers a chance to feel like what to live up the character, you know, how it feels like to be one of them.
That is fascinating. Am I going to see that elsewhere, or is that really just in India at this point in time?
We're not sure about elsewhere, but certainly we've given it a shot here.
Cool. I will continue with the idea of communications and entertainment here. I'd like to understand a little bit more about your taste. So what's been your favorite character so far? What is the game where you're saying like, hey, this is pretty cool? I don't think you want to be Rachel.
Oh, no, not really. There is a stand-up comedy show which comes up on Sony Network's live TV entertainment channel. And it is called the Kapil Sharma Show. You know, a lot of folks, a lot of expats out there would be aware of these of this show in particular, and hence I'm quoting this example. So what we've done is we have said that Kapil Sharma is at the other end, and I have pitted myself against Kapil Sharma, and let's see who wins the game of Ludo. Well, he's the king of comedian, but I get to be the king of Ludo whenever I defeat a Kapil Sharma. So that's the pride that a user gets into. Yeah, that's the moment of joy for the consumer that he's finally beaten the king of comedy, the so-called king of comedy.
That is interesting. And of course, also that experience, you know, you're bringing it to life, literally. It's fun, fun for you as well, but also goes right back into the funnel we're talking about. You know, the more I play with the game, the more engaged I am with the show, the more I am engaged with you, Sony Live, the more I'm also going to subscribe and use the app frequently. So it all makes sense there. This has been a fascinating show and a fascinating interview with you, Manish. I've been really excited to have a couple sort of, sneak peeks and scoops into what this can look like. Truly, truly some things that we'll be seeing hopefully in the States at some point. But in the meantime, you know, our listeners might say, hey, that was pretty cool. I want to understand that growth hack, delivering the video to the iOS devices, or I want to have an idea around these games or you know, whatever. How can they stay in touch with you? What's the best way to continue the conversation?
They can drop a line to me at my email ID, manishpdhanwani@gmail.com. I will have it sent across. And I would be more than happy to, you know, kind of start this learning street over email as well. And as always, happy to help the marketers, the budding folks as well. So let's get out there and make some sense for our consumers.
That is fantastic. And we have those in the show notes as well. And of course, to help marketers, organizations, and our listeners as they drive customer connection and re-enter the market post COVID-19, CleverTap continues with its Reimagine Growth series of webinars. It's all over at #ReimagineGrowth. And in the Reimagine Growth webinar series, it's all about lifting the lid on top mobile brands, how they're successfully handling acquisition, engagement, retention right now. So get ready to grow and check it all out over at clevertap.com/reimagine growth. If you want to keep up with me throughout the week, find out more about how you can be a guest or sponsor on Mobile Presence, you can email me, Peggy. Peggy@mobilegroove.com is where you can find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services. And of course, you can check out this and all earlier episodes of our show by going to WMR.fm or find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. So until next time, and next year for that matter, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. Keep well, stay safe, and we'll see you soon.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.